Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. one out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Farrell steals second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada takes first base on ball four. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball and throws to Jones covering. Safe. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Almada moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to third. Dahlgren moves to second. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Max Bishop. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almada scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling bunts towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. Haas moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almada. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Almada steals second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Almada moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 4 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 5 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 4 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 5 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 5 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Dahlgren reaches second base with a double. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Farrell bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dahlgren moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 5 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home. Sewell drops the ball. Dahlgren scores. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.